Hello, Eco Warriors! We're here today to talk about the for-profit extermination of all life on this planet, and your heroic and she-heroic efforts to stop it. We've been noticing that as you good folks become stronger and more effective, those eco-side profiteers and their lackeys in the FBI have been coming down really hard on y'all. So, they've been exploiting your good nature and trusting community and turning those things into a weakness. So, we're taking the day off from eating mice
and stealing picnic baskets
to give you a quick lesson on keeping your community safe. And here to help us are all of our woodland friends. I'm Olivia the Owl, and this is Rita the Raccoon, Brian the Bear, Peter the Pig, and Ben the Snapping Turtle.
What?
And the star of our show, Donnie Don't. Peter will be playing a cop.
Hey, why do I always gotta play the cop?
I don't know, it just seems to fit. So, today's lesson is about security culture.
A.K.A. Common Sense 101.
So, kids, remember, the name of the game is Don't Do What Donnie Don't Does.
Hey, Rita, did you see on Indie Media that somebody pulled up all the survey stakes at that development on Winding River Road? You know, where the Winding River used to be?
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm really glad that happened.
Yeah, I bet we know who did that. Last night, Ben...
Donnie, don't!
Now, Donnie, when you speculate and gossip, you not only put other people at risk, but you put yourself at risk. If the police think you know who did it, they could target you as well.
You mean I could go to jail just for knowing something?
Yes. The pigs call it obstructing justice.
You mean the cops?
Right. Whatever. The next thing we want to talk about is bragging. Take it away, Donnie.
Hey, have y'all seen all that graffiti downtown protesting Bank of America's investment in coal?
Yeah, I really hate Bank of America. I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, it took me like 5 hours last night to...
Donnie, don't!
While we're all happy that you took action against those heartless corporate monsters, sharing your secrets with other people puts yourself at great risk. Even people who you trust might share your information or crack under pressure during interrogation. Aside from that, you're also putting your friends at risk because you're giving them a piece of information that the cops want.
Indirect bragging.
Hey, Donnie. We're having a demonstration against the new Cliffside Coal Power Plant. You want to come?
No. I try to stay away from above-ground demonstrations these days. I'm trying to keep a low profile. It probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to be seen around there, you know what I'm saying?
Donnie, don't!
Now, Donnie, what you just did is called indirect bragging. It's the practice of implying or alluding to things. And it's just as bad as bragging. In these situations, you should make a clever excuse, like a lunch date or a meeting. Also, you could just not show up and invent an excuse later. It's not easy having your friends think you're uninvolved in important political actions, but it's also not easy going to jail for yourself or the people who would be supporting you from the outside.
Need to know basis.
Okay, I'm going out to see a movie. See you later, Donnie.
Oh, really? What movie? Can I come?
Who? Nah, I think we're just gonna go on our own.
Oh, what theater is that playing in? And why are you wearing all black?
I'm going to the one downtown. I wear black all the time.
Huh, who are you going with? Why is your bag so big? Are you smuggling in popcorn or something?
Just some folks. Why are you giving me the third degree?
Oh, I get it. I see what's going on. You're going to see a movie.
If your friends are acting evasive or don't seem to be forthcoming with information, it's important to trust them and just let whatever it is rest.
Being in a community of resistance means having a higher level of trust than most people are used to.
Don't ask, don't tell. It's not just a good idea for vegans eating at restaurants. It's also a great way to keep everybody you care about as safe as can be.
Entrapment.
Hey, there's that guy Peter who comes to our anti-biotech meetings.
I like him. He's really enthusiastic and helpful.
I think he's cute.
Hey, kids.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah, so all this protesting and stuff we've been doing is great and all, you know?
It sure is.
But, I was just thinking the other day that maybe it's time to, you know, step it up a bit.
Like lockdowns and banner drops?
Like, maybe we should just get rid of that lab once and for all. You know, direct action gets the goods.
I don't know.
Look, I got a recipe for plastic explosives. And right now I got a little extra money so I can pay for it, you know? I think we can take this thing down.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Donnie, don't!
Trying to get activists to build explosives and then charging them with possession of unregistered firearms or conspiracy has become a popular tactic of federal agents in recent years.
If somebody you don't know that well asks you to build a bomb, just say no. If you're going to build bombs, build them because you want to, not because somebody else thinks it's cool.
Thinking for yourself. Now that's cool.
When the pigs come a-knockin'.
Hey, guys, that's not cool. Come on. Hello, I'm Agent Peter Pecker with the FBI. I'm looking for Donnie Don't.
That's me. What do you want?
Your friend Rita may be in big trouble, but we thought maybe you could help clear some things up for us.
What are you talking about?
Does she talk about animal liberation a lot?
Oh, she talks about it, but she'd never...
Donnie, don't!
Donnie, this is very important. Never, ever talk to the FBI or police. If they already knew enough to get you or your friends in trouble, they wouldn't be asking you questions. Does that make sense?
But I was just trying to find out what they wanted. Or I could have lied to them and thrown them off track.
These people are specially trained to get you trapped in a conversation, making it harder and harder to stop answering questions. They can observe when you stop answering or which questions make you squirm. They are trained to make you trip up and contradict yourself. Really, avoiding talking to them is the only safe option. They won't be able to scare you, trick you, confuse you, or convince you of anything.
Just say no. Dare to resist Gestapo swine.
Oh, cut it out, would you? It's not funny anymore. Never was.
Newfangled contraptions, technological alienation, social mapping, and you.
Hey, Rita, did you see the new pics on my MySpace page?
No, let me see what you've got.
Yeah, check this out.
Oh my god, Donnie. What are these? Is that you holding a Molotov cocktail?
Yeah, and this is all that graffiti from the Bank of America.
Oh, and you've got a whole blog on here about shoplifting and scamming when you travel.
Yeah, read the entry on South Florida.
Donnie, what if the FBI or police read this?
I mean, they can't prove anything.
Donnie, MySpace assists law enforcement with about 150 investigations a month. And in the past, people's MySpace pages and blogs have been used to attack their character in court so that they're denied bail.
But it's set to private.
Right. Because Rupert Murdoch, the owner of MySpace and Fox News, is all about privacy. You know, the FBI used to spend a large portion of their budget for tracking activists and social mapping, which means figuring out who knew who or who was into what. Now here's all your friends across the country. Oh, and a list of your interests. You've done the work for them. In a worst-case scenario, if somebody we know had to go on the run, would it be safe for them to stay with anybody they were publicly networked with?
Wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Electronic surveillance.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, so I wanted to talk to y'all about this idea I had for a great action.
Let's take our batteries out of our phones so the feds can't listen in.
So, like I was saying, there's this I-69 contractor who has an office downtown.
Maybe this classroom isn't the best place for us to discuss this. It's pretty well known that we hang out here a lot.
Rita, it's not bugged. I'd know it if it was bugged, and it's not.
Sounds like impeccable logic to me. So what do you want to do with the office?
Donnie Jones!
With the rise of techno-industrial civilization, our enemies are able to carry out surveillance in ways that were unthinkable 50 years ago. There are safe places and unsafe places to talk about sensitive subjects. Safe places are walks in the woods, beaches, and restaurants that aren't well-known hangouts. Unsafe places are cars, houses, well-known hangouts, or cabins in remote areas, even if your friends say they're safe. It has also been shown in court cases against mafia members that your cell phone can act as a microphone or GPS tracking device, even when it's off, as long as the battery is still in. Even corporate CEOs take their batteries out before high-level meetings sometimes.
If something doesn't feel right, it's probably not. Stopping a friend from a dangerous security faux pas doesn't mean you think they're stupid. Or a cop. Or a stupid cop. It just means they could make a mistake that could be dangerous for them and for you. Does that make sense?
Safety first.
Also, folks, it's very important to recognize that there is a possibility that even with solid security culture, something could go wrong, and you could wind up in interrogation for something you did or did not do. If this does happen, it's important to remember two things.
I'm going to remain silent. I'd like to speak to my lawyer.
They'll try to trick you by telling you that your friends have already snitched. Or they'll be all like, it looks bad now, but this is the chance to clear your name. But that's utter bollocks. Let's try a role play in the interrogation room.
So your name is Rita Raccoon. And your address and social security number?
I'm exercising my right to remain silent and want my lawyer.
Look, I'm just trying to clarify a few things. We're not going to talk about the case here, okay?
Right. Silent.
I mean, I get what you guys are doing. My daughter works for Greenpeace. She used to lock herself to every damn thing. Huh. You guys been into environmental stuff for a while now?
Well, this one time I was... silent.
You got any tattoos or scars?
Silent night.
We're gonna find out eventually anyway. You might as well just tell us.
Is my lawyer here yet?
They will do everything they can to shake your faith in your friends, your movement, and yourself. But it is so important that we all sit tight and believe in each other and ourselves so that the cops can't break us down.
No matter what they promise you, you should know that most people who snitched during the Green Scare have gotten comparable time in prison to those who maintained their integrity.
One last important thing is that while y'all must keep yourself safe, y'all must also stay visible and get your message out to others. You must learn to publicize your successes through magazines, web pages, press offices, and new creative ideas that keep everyone safe while ensuring that the movement does not fade into obscurity.
It's also very important to deal respectfully with people who know less about security culture or who make an honest mistake. If it's avoidable, don't call them out publicly or make them feel stupid. Security culture makes it very easy to become paranoid and stifle all conversation, which is exactly what the government and corporations want. You must learn to communicate clearly, but without endangering yourselves any more than necessary.
So remember, no compromise in defense of the Earth. Stay safe and be yourself. Good night, everyone.